discuss more. Mustafa, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. Firstly, could you explain to us just how this process actually works, how this technique works?
Yeah, thank you. So obviously, this team has done this work and they are more like aware of the details of it. But I looked at the paper that was published recently and it looks like they're using a magnetic field to attract the RNA and detect the marker of cancer in the blood. This is the part of a line of research that has been growing fast over the last few years.
How are the gold nano tech particles involved?
To identify markers of cancer. So traditionally, if we want to diagnose cancer, we stick a needle into the tumor and take the sample out and examine it. But the future is that we might be able to tell the type of cancer or even use it for early detection just by using a blood sample.
So we won't need to identify that the fact the cancer or tumor is even there. It's purely off the blood.
Yeah, I think that's where the future lies.
So exactly how reliable does this one seem so far based on the current research? As you say, you've seen the papers that this one's based off, and it's a positive step forward, but certainly not at the end of the research yet.
Yeah, absolutely not. Unfortunately, the pace of scientific progress is much slower than what we like. All these findings are promising, but it is also what we call hypothesis generating. It paves the path for more research in the area. And once these tests have been, validated, then they need to be tested in patients and find out if they are specific and sensitive, meaning what's their false positive and false negative rate. Because in order to introduce something like that into routine practice, you want to be reassured that it's reliable. You don't want to market it if it's not dependable.
In terms of false positives and the like, these microRNNs that it's looking to detect, just how reliable of a marker of cancers are they?
Well, at the moment, like I said, this is an evolving field, but it looks very promising. And the reliability is much better than chemicals we used to measure in the blood in the past, because they could go up as a result of other things, like inflammation as a side effect of medication, but nucleic acid, which is the basic building block of living material, whether it's RNA or DNA, it's less likely to be false positive or false negative. Having said that, they could also be misinterpreted, and there are problems with the standardization of any test. So there is still a long way to go.
So in terms of detecting these microRNNs, is it likely to say that, presuming the tests are successful, it will have to be used in conjunction with current traditional methods?
Absolutely. So there are clinical trials at the moment using circulating DNA, which is the other type of nucleic acid. And they have been around for quite a few years, but now we test them in trials in conjunction with the traditional methods. And we can compare them and see long-term what's the, like we said, the false positive and false negative rate.
And just how much more research needs to go into this particular test we're talking about in order to see that maybe this could become standardized?
I would say a few years. I don't think it's going to be something that will be available next month, but it might become mainstream. I'm not talking particularly about this type, but liquid biopsies in general, I think they will become mainstream in, I would say, 5 to 10 years. But that's my personal prediction.
Well, Mustafa, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us, having a chat with us about this one.
Thanks for having me.